Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about people who are making a difference in our world. That is this lady represents exactly the goodness that exists in our world today. She is working actively with her own two hands, boots on the ground, et cetera, to help people who are having a difficult time at this moment helping themselves. And by doing that, she is, I would have to say, a real inspiration, not just to black Americans, but to Americans of all color. Tell us about what you're doing, would you?
Sure. Thank you so much. I am involved in quite a few things. Number one, I'm an artist, a lifelong artist. I started here in South Los Angeles as a child actor and a print model. I now run a multimedia company called Transmedia 360. We do multimedia marketing and branding. I'm also a humanitarian. As you know, many artists have a humanitarian side to them. So with my multimedia company, I started a brand called Let's Be Whole, W-H-O-L-E, and that is an alternative wellness brand that teaches underserved communities about how to be sustainable naturally, because many times they don't have access to adequate health care, and I wanted to make sure that in food deserts and in these communities that they don't have adequate health care, that they're able to use integrative medicine as a support tool. So I started it in 2015, and we teach everything from yoga to meditation to healing with sound bowls, herbs, aromatherapy. And in 2018, 3 years later, after starting Let's Be Whole, I launched an organic food program, a pop-up food pantry, where I pick up the food, recover it from Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and different farmers markets, and donate the food free of charge to the community. That's part of my humanitarian activism, because I was concerned about food deserts and the underserved not having adequate a supply of nutrition, and then also an adequate health care, alternative health care. I grew up in South Los Angeles, but when I would go to the West Side, like Beverly Hills or Westwood and so forth, there on every corner you can find healthy grocery stores, you can find yoga and you know, all kinds of wonderful businesses to relax and to de-stress and so forth. And so I just want more of equality for what we may find in wealthier neighborhoods. We could have that same kind of access in poorer neighborhoods. So that's why I started my food program within Let's Be Whole, and I'm teaching this alternative health. We've been supported. We work closely with the Department of Mental Health and Public Health. They've supported my organization with some grant funding to be able to do that. And, of course, we're looking for more assistance. I want to share something with you guys. When we talk about racial equality and race relations, this weekend my aunt passed away. She was my aunt by marriage, Auntie Carol, and she had blonde hair, blue eyes, and she married a black man. And so my cousin, her son, asked me to come speak at the funeral, and I did on Saturday. And one thing that I shared, I said, you know, in the light of George Floyd and all this rioting and what we're going on with racial justice issues and so forth, let's keep in mind the positive aspects of our friends, our allies, how we work together as the human race. Never once did Auntie Carol with this blonde hair, blue eyes, ever make me feel as a black child that I was any different than her. She embraced us as her own family. You know, she never brought up race. It was never an issue. She never had. I didn't know anything about white privilege with Auntie Carol. She just treated our whole entire family like her own. And I brought that up because we have to focus on the positive. The more negative we get into, the more it's just going to spiral. So yeah, we can talk about racist police officers and this person and Donald Trump and so forth. Yes, that's there, but let's also focus on the positive. Let's focus and remember all the abolitionists that helped fight for black freedom. Let's remember all those that spoke up in civil rights, that walked with the white people, that walked with Martin Luther King. So, you know, I just want to really bring that point because I think we tend to forget as a society and want to just always focus on the negative.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true. You're right. Most people are not racist, and a lot of this, I hate to say, or I shouldn't hate to say, truthfully, it's politics. It's one politician trying to outdo the other politician who's saying they are not to blame for this, yet they defunded the police, and they're not doing anything about rioting and promoting more. So we're in a place still of inequality anyway. We still need to work on a lot of stuff. Aside from rioting, we need to work on equality in businesses for the black communities. I just read an article about McDonald's, where they're given the franchises in neighborhoods that are not doing so well, older properties, higher insurance, and lower incomes. So this is across the board. As far as the communities that people are living in as well, where you live does determine networking in a school and your education. We need to really reinforce a lot of changes on this side, and then police reform as well. The rules that we set up, where the police, as you can agree, have gotten away with so much that they can kill someone and then they'll be fired from work. That's about it. That has to be changed. So we are in the midst, the crust of change, and people like yourself, people like Al, and people like myself as well, as long as we open up this type of challenge and what we need to do on both sides, the police can be very scary, and this rioting can be very scary. For me as a white person walking down the street in Manhattan, that's something that can be frightening as well. People are moving out of that area. So you did not have to deal with the same racism as many people like yourself had to deal with. So when we're looking at you right now, what would you say it has been any kind of concern in your personal life moving forward? Has anything gotten in the way of you being different or feeling different or being treated different in any way?
Nina, excuse me. Go ahead and answer that. You've only got about a minute and 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yes, I feel like as an entrepreneur, as a black female entrepreneur, that there is not enough support with my business, with other people's people of color's business, that it may not be taken as serious as far as when you are dealing with venture capitalists, angel investors, and so forth. But I think that now we're moving into a movement within the past couple months where there is a concerted effort with government, with foundations, to make sure that black businesses are supported, that they have access to the equity and the capital. So I am working to go for that money that they're saying is available. So I'll have to keep you post it, maybe come back on another show and see.
Nina Womack, you're a great example of how you are helping
you.
All Americans. We will definitely get you back on a show in the very near future. Thank you so much, Nina Womack.
Thank you.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
We have Calvin Dark on the line with us right now. Calvin is a humanitarian. He works with various foundations around the country. All of these foundations are organized and operating in the manner of making life a better situation for a lot of people.
One of the things that I've been really passionate about all my life, but especially since I entered my professional life and my career, is dialogue. Right after graduate school, I I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, North Africa, Morocco, and I was really interested in the notion of interfaith dialogue, essentially the same thing as interracial dialogue. It involves three main actions. That's listening, valuing, acting. I think that that model that I've seen work wonders, whether it be working with Muslim refugees from North Africa and Christians in this country, to groups that are trying to promote Black Lives Matter. When it boils down to it, it's all those same three things, listening, valuing, and acting.
This is so important. They're actually words of inspiration, what we really need to know moving forward of our society and how to really make a difference. Taking things and blaming and putting fires out there are not going to help any kind of dialogue. So really, I would be interested to hear more about your global strategies in Washington, D.C., based with media and your public relations. Tell us more about that and foreign government affairs as well that you've dealt with. Could be extremely helpful to hear about that.
One of the things that I think gives me a really interesting perspective is that I love international relations, international affairs. Always had a passion about that. But I'm also very proudly American from North Carolina. My family is from North Carolina for 6-7 generations or more. So I kind of get to see it from, you know, two perspectives. One of the things that I noticed is, you know, particularly take, for example, the United States after September 11th, we had to deal in this country with a lot of prejudices, new and old, towards people of different religions. I learned a lot about listening and understanding when I worked with Muslim refugees, with Christian communities, to try to get past the obstacle of faith and religion, which I don't think it has to be, but that oftentimes is. I've found that there's a lack of understanding people's core principles, literally what they were raised on. And a lot of times there's hesitance to even hear a different perspective for fear that it might put that in question. So I think that listening and understanding is great, but also acting. And as you were talking about rioting and the violence, none of us want violence. A lot of times peaceful protests, and when I'm saying peaceful, what some people think of peaceful protests, don't get attention. Now, that does not mean be violent. That does not mean break the law. But I think that it does mean getting attention and making people realize that it's serious. It's finding the best way to do that is the challenge.
Callan, I want to mention one thing about violence, and that is the mayor of Portland, in the most recent press conference that he did, actually decried the violence, saying that the people that are in the most danger right now in the Portland area are families with children, which I think is kind of interesting. This is the first time the mayor has really come out and said this violence simply has to stop. What I kind of wonder about here is, I wonder how much impact that decision, I wonder if he did come to that decision because law enforcement officers outside of Multnomah County refused to assist Multnomah County people at all because Multnomah County was simply not, they were not up until very recently, and very recently being when the mayor announced this, they were not even arresting violent protesters. And I'd like to know how you feel about that.
Well, the first thing, and I think most people, the mayor and myself and you, would agree that violence is not the answer. What I do find frustrating, and I think this explains a lot of our political leaders, you know, not just that mayor, but our national political leaders, they have condemned the violence in these protests, but I can't think of where they have condemned the greater problem of why the protests are happening. A lot of the things we've seen from the visit of President Trump, for example, to Kenosha and Biden, one of the big differences is that we have one half of this country that has just decided that the problem doesn't exist. And I think that it would go a long way if people would acknowledge that the violence, which we don't excuse, is happening for a reason, not just because people are violent. And so it's kind of like everybody's rushing in to treat the side effects and just not treating the disease.
That's absolutely true. As I've said, most people are not racist, and a lot of this that is going on, as you're saying, is politically oriented. We're looking at a situation where Biden is blaming Trump for the economy, for the rioting, for the virus. None of this happened before all this was going on. He did extremely well with our country. Today, again, we're in a situation where there's more violence going on. in Portland as well. But you're dealing with telling, helping people by telling their complex stories, and their politicians, their corporations, their nonprofits. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could tell our stories? And this is what Al and I are actually trying to do, hear stories of from leaders in the field like yourself. And then we can have some direction to go in. So what are some of these complex stories that you've heard and finding voices are from these decision makers?
So many things going on, unfortunately, in the news that kind of address this. When you bring up telling stories, that is really key, because once we know someone's story, we know why they're doing it. Talking about President Trump visiting and, you know, whether there should be blame or whatever. Here's what I would tell President Trump that some people may be surprised. When you think about the people that have committed violence, like the 17-year-old who crossed over in state lines, the incident in Portland and Washington State, I don't think it's right to blame anyone for that specific act, because those people in their capacities as individuals made those decisions and they should be responsible. However, when it comes to telling stories and getting messages out, I would tell the president, do you not see the connection between one day you are elevating St. Louis couple that held guns at protesters at the Republican National Convention, prime speaking slot that's coveted? I'm sure there's a lot of people that wanted to do that. You know, he rewarded them with that. Is it any surprise that within days, a 17-year-old teenager felt empowered to cross state lines in a community that wasn't his and protect businesses that weren't his and ended up killing two people and hurting another one? So as far as the messaging going, like we were talking about, and helping these leaders tell these stories, that's what I would tell President Trump, that no, you're not responsible for these people who commit these horrible acts of violence, no matter what political side they're on. Do have to take responsibility for the words that you use, because that can be empowering to the wrong
people. Yes, it's important to know that the messages we are getting are the messages that need to be consistent. This country is in chaos as it is. When we get a message from a politician saying, well, I changed my mind, let's defund the police, or we see someone walking into a hair salon, and when we're told we should not be going in, it's all for political reasons. And we have to understand, what it is it for politics, and what is it for our security and our well-being? And that's the scary part. It's more the political aspect than the people that we're listening about itself, and we need to have this concentrated effort to have less divide even between the politicians, because we're all in this together.
Calvin, again, thank you very much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's a hoax. That's what President Trump is calling a story from The Atlantic that he called the nation's fallen troops losers and suckers. The president said Friday he strongly supports military members.
Because you look at what I've done for the United States military. I love those people. I've gotten them pay raises when they didn't get anything near what I've been able to do. And I've rebuilt $2.5 trillion. I've rebuilt the United States military. Now we're including Space Force.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden earlier in the day delivered his strongest criticism of the president to date.
If the article is true, and it appears to be based on other things he said, it is absolutely damnable. It is a disgrace.
His late son, Bo, served in Iraq. On Friday, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closed lower. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Homeland Security is reportedly set to label white supremacists as the most serious terror threat facing the country. The report comes from Politico. They reviewed three draft reports from the department that says the threat from white supremacists is more significant than the immediate danger from foreign terrorists. The three draft documents use varying language to describe the threat posed, but all three say they pose the most significant threat. Police found clothing and ammo connecting a suspect killed during an encounter with authorities to the death of a pro-Trump protester in Portland, Oregon. Michael Raynal was a wanted man when he was located by federal authorities in Lacey, Washington. The Multnomah County District Attorney's Office says they were preparing to prove that he intentionally killed 39-year-old Aaron Danielson during clashing protests last weekend between a large caravan of pro-Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter protesters. For news anytime on demand, go to our website, usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tyler, the second hour of KER Politics. Going to devote the whole hour to a conversation with Jim McKinney. The reason I'm doing that is Jim organized a very important and successful get-together last night in the area that typifies what Republicans are doing right now. Jim, before we start talking about some of the current issues going on in the country and give our opinions for why they're happening, give us a brief summary, if you would, as to what happened last night at the Republican get-together.
We had about 50 people get together. It was a fundraiser and a good, wonderful event on a beautiful place with a lot of good people to get together and talk about the issues that we're facing in our nation and some of the concerns. There are a lot of people out there in our communities, especially here in Washington, that are afraid of what's happening in our dense urban areas, and they're frustrated with the lockdowns and the continued politicalization of both the COVID as well as, you know, the animosity and the violence that's happening. So we were able to share and get people involved and have some discussion and look for positive ways to go forward.
What are some of the positive ways to go forward that you guys talked about, Jimmy?
Well, people have to be involved. And we're seeing an increase, because people are afraid in their neighborhoods. They're afraid of being intimidated. People have to stand up and not be afraid of intimidated and be willing to speak up against these people that are shutting down voices to force you into, in restaurants in Washington, D.C., for example, where they're screaming and yelling at people to raise their hands, say Black Lives Matter, or they'll just attack you. You can't put up with that. People are concerned. They want to make sure the police are funded so that when they call 911 and they need it, they'll come. And you've got to support law enforcement. Get out there and get in rallies. And then, of course, specifically, let's pick candidates that actually support those basic values, help resource them, volunteer, get out on phone calls, knock on doors. And we're seeing a significant increase in that type of activity.
Well, I'm glad to see that. I'm happy about one thing. Your evening was a little bit different than mine. It wasn't that my evening was bad. It's just I got totally a different side of the story from two very intelligent people last night. And, you know, you have to really wonder what caused this, what I would define as very, very significant. I mean, geez, people are getting killed. Let's talk about civilian violence. Let's talk about that guy who was attempted to arrest last night in Lacey, Washington, which is just outside of the state capital, Olympia. And the latest story that I read basically said that he attacked the police officers who were attempting to arrest him on charges of murder in Portland. So this guy opened fire with an automatic rifle. The story that I read stated out of, and this is out of Washington State, the story stated specifically that the police heard about 50 rounds clicked off prior to returning the fire on this guy and then obviously ending his life.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of information that's, you know, of course, first reports are always, you always want to be skeptical about first reports. But my understanding is they're getting more information that they saw him come out of an apartment, get into a car.
Right.
They went to pull him over. He failed to pull over and started to take off. The marshals apparently fired at the tires of the vehicle, and then he got out and started firing with a pistol. And then he was shot and killed after responding. And so that's the latest that I've heard, but of course we'll get more details as it comes out. But the bottom line, this guy walked up to a Patriot Prayer supporter who was basically walking down the street in Portland, Oregon, walked up to him and shot him twice in the chest and then escaped. And somehow the media is portraying him as some sort of heroic figure or some martyr to a cause of violence. I do not understand how mainstream media and how Democratic leaders in this country can actually continue to support this type of activity and think that people are going to support them. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a lot of, in my opinion, very misguided thinking out there right now. And, you know, when you think utilizing entirely nothing but emotions, which a lot of that is going on, certainly on both sides of the fence here, when you let your emotions influence your actions and thoughts to the degree that they're being influenced right now, nothing good is going to come out of that, Jimmy. Nothing.
Well, you know, the problem is many people take whatever they hear on their particular news sites or their particular information sources and take it for granted. Mm-hmm. They do not question their own assumptions. They do not look and question their own narratives. And that's what we're seeing. You know, people are so politically split right now in America. Probably the most since 1860, just prior to the Civil War and through that period, and it's the first time since then that a major political party has actually inflamed racial tensions for political purposes. And, you know, it's sad to see that right now, but it's significant. It's happening in Portland, Seattle, and Chicago, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, New York, Austin, Texas, New Mexico, all around the country we're seeing this, and most of these locations, actually almost all of them, have been long-term Democratic strongholds, and for some reason they're accusing outsiders of the failures of their own to control and protect their own people.
Define outsiders as you mean it in this case, Jimmy, would you?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I mean is they are blaming Republicans and white supremacists for these activities, when in fact these are you know, the people that are creating these riots that are actually coordinated, organized, resourced, and funded are basically, you know, activists that are supporting Marxist causes. They're flying them around. Different groups are funding and resourcing them to fly around the country. They're supplying them. There's a tremendous amount of evidence right now that shows all the activities and the money that's going from corporate donors to small groups that are willing to actually inflame and incite this violence. And those Democratic leaders are not talking about those groups. They're talking about the Republican Party, President Donald Trump. They're talking about Republicans, when in fact they have nothing to do with it. This is actually within their own neighborhoods, their failures to take good action to protect their people, as well as their failures over decades to improve the conditions within their cities.
Well, improving conditions in democratically controlled cities, obviously something that has not happened. All you have to do is look at Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and I would imagine Los Angeles at this point also. And let's start off with, you know, Chicago, New York, and on and on and on. I mean, I find who would I attribute this particular quote to? If Donald Trump ever visits my city, he better bring the army with him, because people here hate him so much. An assassination attempt.
That was Cuomo, governor of New York.
Yeah, I mean,
he was basically threatening or saying, look, I have no control of my state or New York City, so the president of the United States can't walk down the street. That's an admission of failure on his part, as he attempts to blame someone else. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. Jimmy, we have to take a real quick commercial break here. I want to continue this conversation. I'd like you to think about the proof that we have that these violence is being instigated by the left side of the aisle, by supporters, I should say, of the left side of the aisle. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jim, I want to outline in this final segment here exactly why people like yourself and myself are very, very sure that these riots are being incited by folks who support the left side of the aisle. I mean, if that's the case, it is a very, very interesting political thought as to what are these guys for anyway. You go first, bud, and then I'll give my opinion.
Sure, of course. So, first of all, I think it's an admission of failure on their part to think that they can downgrade, they can, you know, claim that there's structural racism in America, that they have a candidate that's unable to come out and publicly speak or communicate or answer reporters' questions, that they've been unable to actually motivate their voters without using violence as some sort of a method to get activity going. I think it's an admission of failure. But what we see with real actions are some of these groups, different Black Lives Matter groups and Black racial justice groups that are getting funding by corporate donors that are being publicly supported by media people like, you know, from Hollywood, and they're asking for donations. They're getting millions of dollars, and with those dollars, they're flying people from different cities around the country into these activities. We know that in Kenosha, Wisconsin, of 170 people arrested when the National Guard actually got involved to stop the rioting, 100 of them were from out of the city. We know that people from Seattle, that vans came from Seattle to logistically support the rioters. We know that people from different places where these organized groups have done training have little medical teams. They've got coordinated efforts. They've got logistic sustainment capabilities, and they're buying resources of the buying materials that are attempting to incite violence. We see it in D.C. We see it all around the nation right now. So there's lots of evidence that this is happening. The very disturbing thing is that many of our senior leaders, both in both sides of the aisle, and actually some of our military leaders, are failing to understand what level of insurgency we're seeing and how organized and coordinated these groups are. It reminds me of, you know, 2004 in Iraq when Donald Rumsfeld stood up and said, "What insurgency?" And the commanding general who had just left Iraq, when I asked him a question about, you know, rising issues with Fedayeen, with the Abu Ghraib pictures, how to deal with the insurgency, he just didn't even admit it. And that's what I'm seeing right now in Washington, D.C. we actually have the foundations of a real life insurgency, a small group of people that are very violent, but they're getting the support of politicians by failing to act to put them in jail for damaging businesses, for hurting people, and taking away individuals' rights.
Well, that's one thing that I totally don't understand. The other thing that I don't understand, I'm going to give you two examples. It seems to me that the opposition party, I'm not saying I'm opposed to what I'm saying, but I'm being pretty specific, the opposition party being the Democrats, why would their major leaders do things like the following? Number one, you know, the story has been beaten to death for the last couple of days. Why would Nancy Pelosi absolutely, totally ignore voluntary quarantining and go into a business for a service that was right now totally taboo, for lack of better terms, number one? And the second thing that I've seen just in the last couple of days that's very interesting is, as an example, on camera it was proven that a woman was given a scripted question to when she was in a position where she could ask Joe Biden about a topic, and the woman simply said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to ask this question that you want me to ask because I don't believe in having a scripted situation like this if, in fact, it is an informational meeting for people like myself." Why do they continue to do that? I don't get it, Jim. That's just stupid.
Well, because, in fact, if they didn't do that, he would fail and it would be embarrassing. And we know that. And on your first question, Nancy Pelosi, you know, why does Nancy Pelosi get a special privilege? Why does Lori Lightfoot say, well, you can't get your haircuts, but I can, the mayor of Chicago? Why does Gretchen Whitmer say, everybody stay off the lake and stay out of your second homes, while her husband goes out to the lake and goes to their second home? It's because there's two levels of equity in America. There's an elite that believes that they have rights above the rest of the people, and then there's the peons that must follow the rules. And that's exactly the way the Democratic leadership are looking at, and some Republicans are looking at the world right now, the never-Trumpers and the people inside D.C. that haven't woke up to the fact that, you know what, Americans are fed up with that. The reason why Donald Trump was elected was because people were tired of this elitism, dual standards of justice, where Hillary Clinton can do something and get off, but then people like Carter Page or Michael Flynn can be, you know, General Flynn can be charged and life's destroyed. People are tired of two tiers of justice, and they're tired of this elitism where it's okay for me to be special because I'm an important person. That's not the way America works. I think they're going to see a big pushback on that this election period.
Well, I find that to be an interesting answer, and I find it to be a logical answer, I have to say. I'd like to know what you guys out there think. Tony, you've been weighing in pretty good on our comments section from over there in the UK. I'd like to know what you think about this. I think I know, but I'd like to have you verify it to myself and anybody who is involved in our very active comment section. Things are going on that really make no sense whatsoever. And, you know, I've said this a million times, this is the perfect storm. The fishing boat isn't going to tip over. The fact of the matter is we have a situation right now in this perfect storm where the country could tip over. And I got to tell you, that bothers me a lot at this point. And I know it bothers you, Jimmy.
It does. I'm concerned. And, you know, and again, I'll just highlight the fact that the different
issues that are identified in the Army Field Manual for an urban insurgency is, number one, sow disorder. Number two, incite sectarian or racial violence. Number three, weaken the government. Number four, intimidate the population. Number five, fix and intimidate the police and the military and limit their ability to respond to the violence. And then create government repression. They're trying to force the government to push back. And then they end up, the last phase is killing opposition and government officials. And we've actually seen them cross the line and do this now. This is a serious problem in America. The one good thing that I will say is happening is that people in the suburbs are very worried about this. People are beginning to feel uncomfortable with it, and they have an opportunity to vote their way out of this problem before it gets too far along. And I, in spite of the media, which is directly supporting, the vast majority of mainstream media outlets are very directly supporting Democratic leaders in this country, there's a lot of other voices out there that are saying, you know what, enough is enough. They cannot hide it, just like they cannot hide Joe Biden forever. He's going to have to step out in front or people will not vote for him. And I think once they see him, it'll be the same problem. But you're right. It's a disturbing situation. Nothing like I've seen before, again, in my lifetime. Even in the 60s, we weren't at this level of support, at a broad level of support. Democratic mayors and Democratic governors wanted to stop the violence. They wanted to protect businesses. They wanted to protect their citizens inside the cities. We are seeing exactly the opposite in these areas that are facing riots, where Democratic governors and mayors are failing to defend innocent people and allowing violence to continue.
Absolutely terrifying to me. Jimmy, we're out of time. This particular edition of the KE Report, KER Politics, has been very, very interesting for me to put together. Very disconcerting, though. See you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.